In the past weeks, Jesus has been preparing his disciples for the days ahead, warning them of the hardships they will face and telling them of the cost for following him. But today, he changes his tone. He speaks not of the hardships of the road, but about the beauty of being welcomed. He explains that whoever welcomes a prophet, because they are a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And even the smallest act of kindness, like giving a cup of cold water to one of these, will not go unrewarded. Often when we hear this passage, we think about hospitality. We start thinking about opening our church doors to strangers and offering warm meals to the weary traveler. And certainly Jesus is telling us to be welcoming people. But let's look at today's passage from a slightly different angle. Consider this, that the people in our lives, the ones we sit next to, the ones who challenge us, the ones who walk beside us, they tend to be prophets. When we hear the word prophet, our mind often drifts to the Old Testament and we picture figures like Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah. We imagine imposing voices, predicting catastrophic futures, wearing camel's hair, and speaking in a booming supernatural authority. It's easy to think of a prophet as someone distant, someone tied to divine predictions. But what if a prophet is something much closer to home? In the biblical sense, a prophet is simply someone who speaks the truth of God into the current reality of our lives. We have those in our day, Martin Luther King, Mandela, and those come to mind. A prophet is one who reminds us of who God is and calls us back to the right path and wakes us up from our spiritual slumber. If we look closely at the people in our lives, they often play this kind of role, don't they? Think about the people God has placed in your world. That friend who gently but firmly holds you accountable when you are straying from your values. Or the family member who speaks words of hard truth when you're making a destructive choice. What about the mentor or the senior in our community who shares their wisdom, pointing out the grace of God when you are in the middle of a desert? These people are prophets in our midst. They are the ones who read the tracks of our lives before we make them. And they call us back to this divine rhythm of love and justice. However, we don't always welcome these prophets, do we? Why? I guess because the truth can be uncomfortable. We live in a world that prioritizes comfort and affirmation. We want to be told that we are always right and that our choices are always justified. But the true prophetic voice, even one wrapped in the love of a close friend, challenges our complacency. It disrupts our carefully laid plans. When a loved one calls us to be more patient, more generous, more forgiving, how do we react? The way we respond to the people who challenge us and love us is the ultimate test of how we respond to God. And look at the reward that Jesus promises. He says that those who welcome a prophet, because they are a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. That, what is a prophet's reward? It's not necessarily earthly wealth, comfort, or prestige. The reward of a prophet is the profound joy of standing in the truth of God. It is the peace that surpasses understanding. It is the clarity of knowing that you are aligned with the will of God. When we welcome the prophetic voices in our lives, we actually participate in their mission, and we share in the blessing of God's kingdom. And as prophets ourselves, we may be the only gospel that some people ever experience. When we offer a listening ear, a forgiving word, or a simple cup of cold water, we are embodying the love of Christ. So, let's commit to being a community that welcomes the prophets among us. Let's not be defensive when the truth is hard, but rather, let's listen with open hearts, with open minds, knowing that in welcoming one another, we are welcoming the very presence of God.